This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A California law compels abortion referrals from pro-life workers at pregnancy support centers. A Riverside, California county judge hammered the state with a permanent injunction Tuesday that now bars enforcement of that law. Plaintiff's attorneys argued that the California state constitution protects individual freedom of mind. An expected appeal from the state means another request for a hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court may be put on hold. Challenging Missouri's new abortion safety and accountability law in court, Planned Parenthood says providing women access to doctors when something goes wrong in chemical abortions is an undue burden. Meanwhile, pro-life demonstrators dressed in white outside a clinic are being ignored by major media outlets criticizing the law. Each demonstrator represents a woman injured at the big St. Louis Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Notre Dame law professor Amy Barrett has been confirmed by the full U.S. Senate for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Barrett's practice of her Catholic faith had been criticized by two senators as having too much dogma, California's Dianne Feinstein and Illinois's Dick Durbin. And another video from David DeLayton tells how abortion specimen collection may be connected to violation of HIPAA regulations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.